With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Newly confirmed coronavirus cases in Montana have spiked to another record, and health officials report that the number of infections tied to schools more than doubled in just a week. State officials reported 333 new confirmed cases of the respiratory virus on Thursday, topping the previous single-day record set less than a week ago. The number of schools with associated cases rose from 58 last week to 121. The overwhelming majority of those campuses reported new cases in the past 2 weeks. COVID-19 has killed 165 people and infected more than 11,000 people so far in Montana. The number of infections is thought to be far higher because studies suggest people can be infected with the virus without feeling sick. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council announced today a mandatory 14-day shutdown of the entire Blackfeet Indian Reservation, which will begin Sunday at midnight. The Blackfeet Nation reported a spike in cases today, with 86 active cases on the reservation. According to a Facebook post from the Blackfeet COVID-19 Incident Command, public health officials recommended a 2-week shutdown due to the high infection rate of COVID-19. In a Facebook Live video posted Monday, Tribal Chair Tim Davis urged tribal members to continue wearing masks, washing hands, and to stay away from large social gatherings.
We need to be vigilant, diligent, and following the recommendations of our health experts.
According to a news release from the Business Council, law enforcement will issue citations and fines to those who do not comply with the mandatory shutdown. The council said more details about the shutdown will be released on its Facebook page. The St. Mary and Babb communities in the Blackfeet Nation were placed under a mandatory 14-day quarantine last week. In neighboring South Dakota, officials have reported a record number of new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations for the second consecutive day, as the state continued to see some of the nation's fastest spread of COVID-19. South Dakota's Department of Health reported 463 new cases and 194 people hospitalized with COVID-19. Health officials also reported 8 deaths, one of the largest single-day death tallies during the pandemic. Montana's governor says the state's employment rate is in a healthier place compared to many other states after the coronavirus pandemic led to government-mandated business closures earlier this year. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports some economists say it's too soon to draw conclusions.
Governor Steve Bullock says Montana Department of Labor and Industry data show that the state has the 6th fastest job bounce back in the country.
Montana continues to outperform the national economy and many other states in recovery from the pandemic. And we know that the shorter duration of our stay-at-home order helped us to moderate economic losses and lead to the quicker economic recovery.
Data also suggest Montana's seasonally adjusted job loss between February and April is smaller than other states at 11.6% compared to a national 16% drop. Other mountain states like Idaho and Wyoming also show more moderate job losses compared to coastal states like California, New York, and Florida, which top the list of biggest job losses. University of Montana Director of the Bureau of Business and Economic Research, Patrick Barkey, says he doesn't see Montana's employment rate as especially remarkable in comparison to other states.
It's not that heartening when everyone in the class is flunking.
He says preliminary data can change drastically, and he's waiting to see how the pandemic's effect on the economy pans out. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Candidates for Montana's lone U.S. House of Representatives seat squared off Wednesday night in a debate hosted by Montana PBS. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
In their first matchup this election cycle, Democrat Kathleen Williams and Republican Matt Rosendale traded barbed words and pitched themselves as the best person for the job. Williams, a former state legislator, said she wants to expand healthcare options, put policies into place that combat climate change, and push back against partisanship in Congress.
I am running to be Montana's lone U.S. House seat to be a true independent voice for all of Montana, not just special interests.
Rosendale, who served as state auditor since 2017, said he supports reducing government regulations in healthcare and business, repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, and cutting taxes.
Montana is the last best place, and they deserve, and we deserve, someone who's going to fight to make sure it stays that way.
The U.S. House seat is open as Republican Representative Greg Gianforte is leaving it to run for Montana's governor office against Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney. Election day is November 3rd. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.